This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The University of Vermont Vaccine Testing Center will be involved in testing a vaccine to counter the effects of the Zika virus, which the World Health Organization has declared as a global health emergency, after recent cases seem to link the virus to birth defects in babies whose mothers were infected. The UVM testing will be done in conjunction with the National Institutes of Health and partners at Johns Hopkins University. The NIH is working to develop a vaccine against the Zika virus, which is closely related to dengue fever, yellow fever, and the West Nile virus. And while the vaccine is currently nowhere near completion, officials are aiming to have it ready for testing in humans by the end of this summer. Dr. Kristen Pierce is an infectious disease specialist and associate professor of medicine at the University of Vermont Vaccine Testing Center. She's joining us now to talk about the center's role in testing a future vaccine. Dr. Pierce, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Now, I understand that the Vermont Vaccine Testing Center has already been involved in testing a dengue fever vaccine, and that's related, as I said, to the Zika virus. What does that testing look like?
Well, we have been working with the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Stephen Whitehead's vaccine, his dengue fever vaccine, and we have been testing that here at UVM in conjunction with Johns Hopkins since 2009. So because the viruses are related, the Zika work became a natural extension of that.
How is that testing being done?
Here at the University of Vermont at the Vaccine Testing Center, we recruit healthy volunteers from around the Burlington area to receive the vaccine, and then we look at certain markers in the blood for efficacy, how effective is the vaccine at generating an immune response, and making sure the vaccine is safe. And this vaccine has been studied for quite some time, so we know that it is very safe, and it looks like it is quite effective, specifically the dengue vaccine.
I'm trying to imagine advertising for volunteers for this kind of work, and you know, the news about these viruses can be so scary. Has it been tough getting volunteers for this kind of work?
Not at all, actually. The Burlington community and surrounding environment has an amazing global commitment. We couldn't do this without the volunteers, and it's really thanks to them that we are able to do this work. We have an amazing community here.
Well, if the NIH is able to create a Zika vaccine and then it moves forward, what point does it have to reach to be ready for testing here in Vermont?
Well, we want to make sure that the vaccine is safe. First of all, that's the first thing before you would want to test a vaccine, any vaccine in humans, and that it does generate an immune response, meaning that your body responds to that vaccine like it would respond to natural infection. And so the hope is that we might be able to start with Johns Hopkins testing the vaccine in the fall, probably.
And the virus is not present in Vermont. Does that present certain challenges for, you know, volunteers and testing here?
No, because we want people that have not been exposed to the virus so that wouldn't have antibodies against the virus, which might change the way the vaccine works. And I should say that the vaccine is, it is not the actual virus. It's a weakened form of the virus, so it does not make people sick like a natural infection would.
The media coverage of this has exploded in the last month or so.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's pretty scary stuff. And we hear about people that are wondering whether they should travel to places like Brazil at all. Certainly, pregnant women are really cautious. How big a threat do you see this Zika virus as being? Are you confident that a vaccine can be created that will help combat it?
I am. I'm not developing the vaccine, but Dr. Whitehead's lab at the NIH has a long history of developing effective vaccines and therapeutics. I think that the important thing to remember is that the virus itself in most people doesn't actually make people that sick. You know, people have a non-specific illness with fever, maybe headache, rash, conjunctivitis, but a lot of people don't even know they're infected. And I think the biggest reason, the biggest push for vaccine development is because of this potential link to these congenital or these birth defects associated with the virus.
And Dr. Pierce, if the vaccine is tested in Vermont, if it passes muster, what needs to happen then to have it approved for actual preventative use in people?
Well, then it goes through the FDA process like any other vaccine would. The projection is probably this fall, you know, late summer, fall, that we would hope to start testing here at UVM. And I should point out that a large part of our work here at UVM will be looking at the vaccine response in human volunteers, but also there'll be a lot of basic science immunology work within the Vaccine Testing Center as well to help better understand how that vaccine works and how the virus works exactly. So a lot of that will happen throughout the summer as well.
Dr. Kristen Pierce is an infectious disease specialist and associate professor of medicine at the University of Vermont Vaccine Testing Center. Dr. Pierce, thanks a lot for taking the time.
Thank you very much. It was a privilege.